You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning and welcome to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Gina.
How are you?
I'm good. You know, I have to laugh, though, as, you know, we have people that don't know, we have these little dials for our right here, so in our headset, I can turn it down or up. Sometimes when you get excited, it gets a little loud for me, so I got to turn it down just a little bit.
I hope we have like 100 million of you listening to this show and you're starting to see a pattern that I just realized this second, that every time I say, good morning, Ross, he says, good morning, and then he has something he just needs to talk to me about.
I think they appreciate it, right? Because they don't want to know how the weather is or that you mowed your yard this weekend. They probably don't care about that.
I don't know if anyone's mowing yet. If you are, don't.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a little squishy.
That's fair.
Today, we are talking about time management. And before you're all like, oh my gosh, seriously, we're talking about time management? I know the other 550 million of you listening are like, thank you for bringing up this topic because everybody can use some tips with time management.
Yeah, that's the one thing that everybody wants to be better at and nobody ever feels like they're the best at or they've conquered.
And you know what I was thinking? I feel like so many people think female with time management because we're so busy, we're working, we have kids. But you are literally one of the busiest males I know. You're a very involved father. You love cooking. You love making dinner. You have, which I'm going to let you talk about all that, but I want you'll be sharing after the commercial break some of your secrets, your time management. But I wanted to give you some fun facts, which I'll probably hear about next week now. Who knows what we're going to talk about today that I'm going to hear about next week?
You may, because Greg's laughing over there, and I'm thinking, right? I've got my pen out, so I am ready.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. I have some fun facts. Did you know the average person spends 2 hours and 31 minutes a day on social media?
Did not.
I know you don't, but this is a true story. You can get sucked into that rabbit hole. Okay, that is 17 hours a week. 17 hours a week. That's pathetic. I'm just going to say it right now.
That's a part-time job.
That's a part-time. Oh, my God. Exactly. 38 days a year. Or it says it's like taking a whole month-long vacation to Scroll Island. Okay, that was kind of dumb.
I like the Scroll Island. That's actually kind of funny.
Okay. And rabbit holes are real. A quick check, which we all know this, can turn into 20 minutes without realizing it. Your research, when you're like you're going to Google something, how often do you get distracted because of all those, hopefully, Pella ads that are popping up on your page?
Well, yeah, what you started looking at, by 2 hours later, it's not 20, by 2 hours later, you are in a completely different topic than where you actually started and what you wanted to find out.
Or you forget what you were doing. And then last but not least, before commercial break, the average person checks their phone, and I'm looking at someone doing it right now, 144 times a day, and that's about once every 10 minutes while we're awake. We need to shape up.
I think that's low. If I'm being honest, I think that amount is actually probably low. I think it's higher than that.
Oh, good gravy. Okay, when we return, Ross is going to give us some tips. I'm going to give us some tips, and by the end of this show, you're going to have so much extra time, you won't know what to do with it. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Welcome back to What's the Difference. I have two more little fun facts to get into Ross here. Now, these are more work ones. Well, I don't know. I think you're grabbing your phone anyways. But an email drain. We were just talking to Greg about that. Because guess what? Not only are you looking at your phone for text? But if your work is associated with your personal phone, that's dinging all day. So 28% of your work week is on email looking at your phone. 28%. It's just outrageous, you guys. And then meeting madness. I totally live this. The average worker spends 31 hours a month in unproductive meetings. So we're going to have tips for all of these things. I have tips for all of them. Ross.
Are they good
Ross,
tips?
Ross is ready to explode. I think they're really good. I feel like I have good tips. I mean, I'm sure you'll tell me if they're not.
Definitely.
Well, you know me. I don't like to know any of what you're going to talk about before we show up.
I know. So next week, I don't know. I'm going to find a really embarrassing topic. Ross, I want everybody to know, first of all, I don't even know where he lives in Wisconsin. There's practically no Wi-Fi there. And he drives 2.5 hours in numerous times a week.
No roads, right? I mean,
barely.
I hitch rides.
He gets more snow. It's uphill to work and uphill back home. It's the most outrageous. Where do you live again?
Right, my neighbors, the Amish, they actually take me from their horse to the roads from my house. I mean, we have a great relationship.
Speaking of that, I went to send your birthday card. I wanted it to get in time, and I literally went to the Brookfield post office with it, and they're like, this road doesn't exist. I'm like, listen, I have sent him a birthday card. It does exist. It's not here. I said, just send it to that address, please.
It made it.
I know it did, but this is what I'm talking about. Even the post office doesn't even think you really live somewhere. Okay, anyways.
Well, for the listeners, I live in Monroe, so just to give some size and substance.
Monroe.
Yes. And it's the home of the Cheese Days. So Cheese Days Parade is one of the biggest parades that we have every 2 years.
Joy and celebration. Ryan, Greg, let's go to Cheese Days in Monroe this year. What month is it in?
Well, it's every 2 years.
Oh, every 2 years?
Every 2 years. I think if I'm last year, we just had it last year, which was, I want to say it's 30-some thousand people come to Monroe to celebrate. You don't understand it, obviously, because you're not with the cheesemakers and like all the fun we have down there.
Guess what? With all this time we're all going to save from our time management talk, all our listeners are coming to Cheese Days in Monroe, Wisconsin. Joy and celebration.
Well, we will look forward to it. Now Gina is definitely coming. We're going to make her come, and she's going to have some fresh cheese curds. Limburger cheese, have you ever had that? Because do you know
that's stinky.
Do you know where Limburger cheese is made?
Monroe, Wisconsin?
It is actually made 2 miles from my house. It's the only place in the United States that's actually made.
Does it smell where you live, too?
No, it does not. Well, like outside fresh country air, if you mean smell, yes.
Oh, God. All these things.
Okay. Sorry, listeners. We definitely got sidetracked. I feel like that was my fault.
So you mean manure?
No. I meant like fresh air.
Oh, okay.
not that kind of fresh air.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't even know what's happening.
Okay.
Where do you want to go with this?
I don't know. We were on like your list, and
but you're supposed to give us some tips because you're in the car all the time. You're holding meetings all the time. Hello, Mr. Monroe, Wisconsin.
All right. Well, you know, I had some pride there I had to get off my chest.
Okay, good.
So some tips. Well, let's start with the first one you said. You call it meeting madness.
Yes.
Right? Which is a good one.
Yes.
It is. It's a common thing, right, that you just have a tremendous amount of meetings for. What I can say is when you can control it, because there's two different types of meetings. There's ones we're in control of and we're a part of it, and there's ones that we're bystanders and we're just there. I would say when you're in control of it, you have to put your time and energy, and you have to outline an agenda, right? So what we generally speak and do on our management team is we have a shared document, so we're all going to take our space, and we're going to put, these are the topics I want to talk through so that we can all see it, we can be prepared for the meeting, and then we will cross off what's been completed, the things that we didn't get to, which happens, we're going to push that to the next meeting. I would say that's one of my big tips, I'll say, for like when we get into meetings.
So you have more than enough content topics,
yes.
But we limit, when it's done, and we just carry it over, and you feel like you're probably starting with whatever is the most important for the week.
Right, that's the top of the list, and they keep floating down is what we do.
Okay, here's my little tip on that topic.
Okay.
So meetings are usually scheduled for 30 minutes or 60 minutes. That's the most typical meeting time. You're talking about a sales training meeting right now a little bit probably.
I would say both. Like, yeah, sales training, management meeting. Yep, whatever type of meeting we're going through.
So this tip is reduce it. Instead of saying the meeting's going to be 30 minutes, say it's 15. Instead of 60 minutes, say it's 30. And it's amazing what you can get done if you're forced to shrink it, because we tend to waste so much time during meetings. So just reduce it by half. That's my little tip.
Well, and if you got your content in there, right, I figured out what it is, that will help bring it, streamline it. Like you said, you can reduce your time when you're going through what you're talking about.
And even give everybody that agenda or content in advance so they already are prepared as well.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So that's a big one. So everyone can see it as we're building it. So there's been multiple times where I'll be in it adding my information and I'll see the other GM, he's in there adding his stuff, and I'll actually put little notes on what he's doing so we can collaborate to prepare for the meetings.
Perfect. Let's talk about what's probably the biggest time sucker for everybody listening, which is how much time we're spending with emails. Tell me about you and how you've organized your emails, because you get them from everywhere.
I do. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? We should do that after the commercial. Let's take a commercial break, because that's a big one for everyone. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina and Ross. Welcome back to What's the Difference. I know you've been anxiously awaiting for the commercial to end to find out how we have some tips for you on how to reduce wasted time at your email. Ross?
Well, I'm going to tell you right away, one of the first ones that I would recommend for people is, it is easy for us to go through and deliver the information when we're thinking of emails, and we have put all these paragraphs together. Save yourself time. Save your reader time. There's a wonderful thing called bullet points. Just put the bullet points. They can read between the lines. It'll save everyone a lot of time.
Oh, I love it. You know, it feels, I've talked to so many people where they feel like they weren't productive in their day, no matter what industry they're from, if they weren't checking their emails. Mm. I don't even, yep. And I understand it too. I've learned to only check my emails, not only, but the majority of the time at night, because it's not revenue generating. We're in sales. It's not revenue generating to check my emails. And I tell people, if you want me to see your email right now, what do I tell you to do?
Text. I know to text you right away.
Yes. Then I will stop and look at the email, because it's not revenue generating. When I get home at night, I'll review the emails. It is a sneaky time thief. So one of the biggest tips is force yourself to have specific times you check your emails during the day, whether it's once in the mid-morning, once mid-afternoon, evening. You all know your life. But don't get that. If you do that, you actually save time. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. And I think you taught me that one from doing the evenings. That's my other time is devoted to people that are in front of me, whether it's one-on-ones, meetings, just phone calls, conversations. That's dedicated to them. Emails is, because that's almost sorting and filtering of what's mm-hmm. important, what's not. That's the end of the day.
That's the other thing, trying to figure out which ones you should be spending the time on, because
yes.
So many people put you as a 2 instead of a CC, but that's all another topic.
That's a whole other show. You're going to have to train people. Good luck.
How about declaring certain times in the week or days in the week that are truly office hours? Like if you know you are a morning person and that is your most productive time, block it off maybe twice a day. You all know what you need. And no matter what, you don't cave to that.
Yeah. And I think that goes to consistency, right? If you can, and I would say that in everything, when you're thinking of, you're trying to go through and doing time management, is you have to build whatever your cadence and what that looks like. And then you have to be consistent and follow through always.
Yes, because if your day is continually sliced by meetings, you really never get deep work done. You don't get to just sit there and focus on whatever it is you truly needed
yep.
to work on.
Correct.
All right, we're going to talk about limiting multitasking. Now, I'm going to let you all know, I was telling our little Greg here, in college, I do have my degree, but I wanted to also get a psychology degree, which was 4 years, and I only went through 3 years of it, but I do think I know everything.
That's when you were going to tell Greg what was wrong with him.
Yeah. Well, that's another show. We might be doing that in July
okay.
when it's so hot. We'll see. And I don't pretend to be a doctor, but when
yeah,
Dr.
Start,
Della sounds
there.
So good. Let's have a moment of silence. Dr. Della.
Is that a new episode? We're going to do the Dr. Della.
Wait, that just episode? Reminded me when I belonged to what's now the Legends. Someone asked me what I did and I said I'm a proctologist. I thought Chris was going to die. He's like, why do you do things like this? And they believed me. For 2 months, this couple was calling me Dr. Della. I totally forgot about that till just now. We need to limit multitasking. And the reason I say I'm not a doctor is I did read mm-hmm. one of the things it can cause is Alzheimer's by multitasking. You never stay focused for any length of time on one thing. And it's not just Gen Z. It's all of us. And for me, when I don't give something my full attention, I forgot where my fun fact was, but it takes like 23 minutes to refocus on what you were doing once you get back to your original task.
Yeah, and the reality is both of the things that you were doing, your how good you do it, either of those will be nowhere near as good if you just focused on that one thing and then did the other one. It's almost like if you're trying to stir two pots at the same time, you will not be efficient versus just focusing on one at a time.
How many times have you been sitting at the computer working on maybe one of your beautiful pivot tables? I don't know. And then your phone dings.
Yep.
And then you stop. Is that not so frustrating? Aren't you mad at yourself when you stop what you were doing? Because nothing was a 911.
I'm mad at myself when I get back into it, right? When I start again, because then just like you said, I got to recapture where I was at to get back on pace versus if I had just ignored the call, finished what I had to finish, which was probably 15 minutes and I'd be done, I could be very good at both of those.
Right. How many times is something truly a 911, everybody? You don't just finish what you're doing. You are more productive. I don't know. How many months ago did I talk to you about this multitasking? Because it's been, I feel like, a little while now.
I think it's last year.
Yeah. And I cannot tell you how much more I'm getting done in a day. And when I go to bed, I feel so much better. And when we come back from the commercial break, I also want to talk about how do we prepare for the next day? How do we end our day productively and feel good about it? And then transition that to starting the next day productively so that we are using our time wisely.
And I've got a secret for that we're going to share.
Yay. We'll be right back. You're listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Welcome back to What's the Difference. Ross, what's on your mind?
Well, yeah, you saw me over here looking at my phone, and it wasn't because it's every 10 minutes I look at my phone. I was actually looking to fact check myself, and I'm glad I did. So I might have misspoken when I talked about my wonderful cheese days.
Talk to me.
Well, here is the attendance number. It's actually 40,000 people. And the great news is it's going to be September 18th, 2026 is when you and I are going to go to cheese days.
Ross, what's the population of MONROE, Wisconsin?
You know, that's a great question. I'm going to goof this up. I didn't fact check myself, but I think it's probably 15,000.
I think Greg's looking it up right now for us.
He is. I can see his head shaking.
I mean, are we coming from all ends of the earth for Cheese Day? Wait, is that what it's called, Cheese Day?
Cheese
I
Days.
Forgot.
Cheese Days.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay.
So, but anyway, that's going to happen later, and then I think we should probably get back to our time management, right? So we're not doing a good job of time management right now.
Well, I don't know. I think it's going to be world record attendance at Cheese Days because
will.
Of you. We'll see how good your selling skills are.
All right. That's fair.
I know you wanted to say something.
I did. I wanted to talk about a couple of things. I think how we organize our lives is because we are so inundated with our calendars and Outlook, right? I think you and I both. I mean, that is, if it's not on that calendar, it doesn't exist in our life. And I know you probably have some tips as well. I know my tip is to go through and not only your meetings that you're going to put on there, but also to allot yourself time when there's projects, things you need to get done, that you actually put a time block in there so that you are entirely focused on that one thing that needs to happen.
Right. I put in drive time because what I've learned is 16 people have access to my calendar and I am so stressed out. I literally pull over on the freeway. I'm not kidding, because I'll have to be at a meeting because I didn't put the drive time in there. There's just think through your day. There's so many ways you can help reduce your own stress. Sometimes we bring it, it's self-imposed, and we can help ourselves. And give yourself breaks between meetings. Why are you going from 11 to 11:30, then 11:30 to noon? Don't do it. Give yourself at least 15 minutes, because that causes angst and cortisol. I mean, last week you heard me talk about my weight loss. I don't need more cortisol in my waistline, for gosh sakes.
And you're right, because you try to think you're being efficient, because you'll keep, you know what I mean? You'll stack those things as tight as possible. But then the reality is you're not, because you're so rushed. It takes you a second just, you know, you're probably losing 10 minutes of just to get into the gear for the next one.
Exactly.
Versus just putting the time in there correctly and effectively.
Well, next week, you guys will want to definitely tune in. We are having Agnes Smithy, one of our closest friends.
I can't let us go any farther. We got to pull back because I promised a tip, and I'm not going to let this go without
my
tip.
Oh, what is it?
We need to talk really quickly about Rocketbook. If you're not familiar with it, right? I mean, this, we all use it. It's a fantastic, think of it as a notebook, but there's locations and symbols at the bottom. You circle it, you take a picture, and it'll actually save all of your notes into different folders and locations. So it saves a tremendous amount of time where we can organize what we're going to do on a daily basis and the notes without losing all of them.
And you don't have to be computery. It is so user-friendly.
Yes.
You will all love it. You can get colored markers if you want. It's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. Next week, we are going to have Agnes Smithy. You are going to love listening to her. She is an executive future primary owner of Pella Houston, working mom, has a side gig, two children. How does she possibly run a multi-million dollar business along with all those other things? So we're super excited to have her next week.
Yeah, I think we're going to learn a lot from Agnes. She's a very strong personality and a strong woman.
Yes. All right, everybody, have a great week. Thanks for listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ.